We're going to learn now about a new website being used in Germany. It matches people willing to share their homes with those fleeing conflict and oppression. Germany took in more than 200,000 asylum seekers last year. The government expects even more this year. And housing the refugees, many of them Muslims, is a huge challenge. Large groups are being housed in repurposed schools or shipping containers. Their sudden arrival has created tensions with Germans who live near the makeshift shelters. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson says the website offers a less divisive approach. She sent this report from the Berlin neighborhood of Wedding.
It's a tight squeeze in this fourth-floor kitchen where Mareike Geiling, Jonas Kakoschka, and their new roommate talk about preparing lunch. That's the roommate, who says he's afraid of giving his name because he fears for his safety. He's a Senegalese Muslim from Mali and offers the German couple suggestions for the meal. They decide to skip lunch and the three brew tea instead. Just like in any apartment shared by multiple people, compromise is key. But the new roommate isn't typical. The 39-year-old came to Germany illegally in search of work, one of many thousand arrivals applying here each month for asylum. He's the first to be paired with Germans opening their homes to asylum seekers through a new website called Refugees Welcome. Co-founders Geiling and Kakoschka explain why they created the program as an alternative to official centers.
We don't like the idea of putting these people into one place where many, many other people live. They don't know each other. They are far from the city. And so we like the idea that they're really living with us, like in our homes.
And in these, I don't know how to call it exactly, maybe refugee camps or something outside of the city, many asylum seekers have to stay there for years without doing nothing because they're not allowed to do anything. They're not allowed to work. They're not allowed to have German classes sometimes. And sometimes it's not a city, it's a village, and there's nothing to do. And so you get depressed after years and stuff like this.
The roommate nods in agreement. He avoided the camps and instead lived on the streets when he first arrived in Berlin a year ago.
Sometimes I take the bus from different sector to different sector at nighttime until, 2:30 and get out and sleep for 20 minutes and go back on the train again sometimes and go back in the mosque and pray there for 30 minutes and sleep there for 1 hour.
It was his German teacher who found out about the roommate program and put him in touch with a couple. Geiling says she wanted to sublet her share of the apartment because she is working in Cairo this year and is gone much of the time. So the roommate moved in 3 months ago. Since he legally isn't allowed to work yet, private donations are covering his $430 monthly share of the rent and utilities. The roommate says he still can't believe Germans would open their home to him.
Surprised me a lot because when I came in Berlin here, the people every day, like, they don't want to see people like us in their land.
It's easy to see that he and the couple get along well. Geiling and Kakoschka joke the apartment has never been cleaner. The three say they've also learned a lot about each other's cultures.
It's a good opportunity to live with
a Muslim. It is, yes.
Maybe sometimes it's easier.
I think I'll just ask when we met the first time if it's okay for him that I drink alcohol. So
Yeah.
But just half for fun. And he said, yes, of course, it's your life. Do what you want. Eh?
The couple says so far they have about 400 applications from across Germany to their apartment sharing program. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.